Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Is it not a beautiful day? Man, is it a nice day out there. Something else. Let's see. How about we turn to page 363, please, and let's stand. 363.
I have been through since I have been redeemed of my Redeemer, Savior, King. Since I have been
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the absolutely beautiful day, the sun shining, Lord, the cooler weather, the opportunity to be here today, Lord. Thanks for the good week that we've had, for just seeing us through, for the folks that made it here today, Lord. Our nation, Lord, we thank you for it. We know it's many the many freedoms that we enjoy, and we know it's many problems, Lord, but we just ask, Lord, that our leaders might turn to you, Lord, for the answers they need in guiding this great nation. Pray for us, Lord, as we're going through persecution, Lord, each and every day. Help us, Lord, to muscle through it and know, Lord, that you're there on our side and you're with us. And it's just your plans being worked, Lord. And you'll see us through. Today, Lord, our pastor's going to deliver a message from you through your word today. Lord, give him the power that he needs today to deliver it. that it might speak to someone's heart today, Lord, that someone may need to get right with you. May they do so, Lord, today before they leave. Bless this time to come, and with our choirs we sing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning. I trust that our hearts are in the mode today to bring praise and glory to God, thanksgiving, honor to Him, and that our hearts will be changed today in this worship time together. Autumn's going to help this morning, help me a little bit. You have a handout in your bulletins, and it's also on the screen. It's "Here I Am to Worship." That's the whole reason we're here. This morning, I just want to talk to us a minute before we sing this, how this flows, because it's on two sides of a sheet. And the way this goes is we sing the first stanza and then the refrain, which is "Here I Am to Worship." Then we go back up and sing the second stanza. And then we go to the back of the sheet and we sing the second ending, where it says, "I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross." And then we conclude with the refrain again of "Here I Am to Worship." So Autumn's going to help you from above, and I'm going to help from down below. So let's sing this together, raise our instruments, our voices that God's given us in praise to Him.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open.
Your moment. There we go.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody today. And, of course, it's time for our announcements here. Jeff will get that up on the board, which he has already up on the screen. And they're on the right-hand side of your bulletins here as well. Evening service, 6 p.m. The message is the book studies. That's the books, the 12, I always want to say 12 angry men, but it's not the 12 angry men and the 12 angry women, but the book about the disciples and the 12 women from the Bible as well. And those names are escaping me right now, but you're familiar with those. If you want to come join us, we can always share books or get some extra ones for you there. Men's retreat at 5 p.m. It's a meeting about the men's retreat, I should say. 5 p.m. today. And women's Bible study, May 24th, 6 p.m. That is Tuesday, I believe. June is 7th and 21st at 6 p.m. And Beth, I believe, is still the contact on that. Yeah, very good. All right, quarterly business meeting, June 12th. If you have any item to discuss, please get it to Pastor or to Deb. Women's Bible study, a Wilton Bible study, I can't read, will be May 26th at 6 p.m. And again, that's still at the Presbyterian Church basement, correct, in Wilton? Very good. And VBS will be June 3rd. That's coming up real quick. For one day, it will be at Spring Valley Bible Camp. So again, that's, you know, that's pretty close to us. It's headed out of town past Menards on the left-hand side. Pretty close to us. Also wanted to announce that we have an ukulele group for the VBS that will be practicing today after the service. I saw that there were some ukuleles that people brought along. If you want to join in, I brought a few extra ones. So anyone that will be at VBS and wants to join in the ukulele group, I have the music and everything so we can participate and do that together and praise the Lord. Pastor's thought for the week. The day of my life when I was the wisest and most foolish on the same day, high school graduation. All right. And let's go ahead and go into our time of offering as we give back to the Lord. Kim has an announcement. Amen. Well, thank you very much, Kim. And Pastor, real quick question. Do we have any kind of a workers' meeting or anything coming up that we need to do?
We are not, Jason. I'm sorry, but at this time, it's too late now.
Okay.
So, if, you know, everyone that's certified to work will have to be our helpers.
Yep. So, once again, I don't know if everyone heard that. So, the helpers for VBS will be people that have already been certified to work in the meetings that we've had in the past. So,
it doesn't mean necessarily that we can't come and observe, but you won't be able to.
Amen.
But we will have probably a class this summer for new folks or people that are, have not been brought into the system. But we do operate with a secure system here with background checks and training. So.
Yep, and that's just to fulfill the law and make sure everything is done upright and correctly. So thank you very much for filling me in on that, Pastor.
Thank you.
And for everyone here, of course, as well. Yes.
It's too late. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I did forget, by the way, to welcome all the visitors here, and it's good to see everyone here as well. And thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to go ahead and get into the time of our offering. I have our ushers lined up here as well. And once again, this is a time where we give back to the Lord from what He has given us. And this is a free will offering. This is not something where anyone's sticking their hand out and saying, okay, you know, pay us, give us money. This is between you and the Lord, and that's it. We have offering plates in the back. They will be in the back if you want to do that discreetly. Otherwise, we are passing the plates as well. Let's go ahead and get into our time of offering. Lord, our Father, we thank you, God, again for this wonderful day that you've given us, Lord, and another day of your grace that you've allowed us to gather together as a Christian family. We thank you, Lord, so much for each and every person that's come today, Lord, and even for all those that haven't made it today for one reason or another, Lord. And God, we just pray that you will just bless this time that we have together, Lord, that you will continue to guide us and direct us, God, and help us to draw closer to you, Lord, not only through what we have from Pastor John later in just a few minutes, Lord, that you've given him as a message, Lord, but just in our time that we have personally between ourselves and you here at church and together with our family again, Lord. And we ask you, God, that you will bless this time, that you will bless the gift today, bless the giver as well. And just help us, O Lord God, to walk with you and honor you and glorify you in all things, Lord. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. That we have Kay coming up this morning to present something for us before the Lord. Amen.
Sometimes when my faith would falter and no sunlight I could see, I just lift mine eyes to Jesus and I whisper, pilot me. My pilot, and I hear this blessed song. Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows. Take my hand and trust in me. When temptations round me gather, and I almost lose my way, somehow in the raging tempest, I can hear my Savior say, fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. Never mind the tossing billows. Take my hand and trust in me. Trust in me.
Thank you. Amen.
Doug's going to come up here and give us a little reading.
Thanks, Lonnie.
Just going to augment on the announcement Jason gave about the men's retreat. I'm in charge of that, basically. And so, we'll meet at 5 o'clock today for those who want to help out and have a part in that. Any suggestions or ideas you might have or something you'd like to see, that here's your opportunity. And we're going to condense it down to just one day this year. And we'll see how much interest and impetus we have to pull this off. So 5 o'clock, we'll be here. And we used up the whole hour last time, right, Pastor? There was only four of us there. Pastor has to have graduation he has to go to today and receptions for that. So Pastor won't be there, but I will be, and the others who were part of the organization last year. So ladies, you can come too. We'd like to see women who have an interest in helping and seeing what we can do to have an outreach in a different way here at Fruitland in that respect. Okay, our scripture reading is Psalm 86 and verse 11. This is David's plea to a compassionate God, and David certainly explored a lot of the compassion that our Lord has in his life and in our life we can take from this today. Chapter 86, verse 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Doug. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. What a good verse to begin our lesson on today. I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad for all that are here today. We're always happy to see a good group out today to bring our praises to God. This is a graduation message today. I don't know that we have any active graduates, but if you're here today and you are a graduate from high school or post-secondary education, congratulations. As Doug mentioned, Kim and I have three different graduation celebrations to attend up in the Wilton area this afternoon. I always look forward to graduation every year because of the cake, the baked beans, the potato salad, and everything else that goes with it. And you get three opportunities today to get that done in the span of about 2 hours. But anyway, it's that time of the year, isn't it? I see some people pointing at me. Have I got a problem? Well, I probably do, but I didn't know if I had sound troubles or something here. Anyway, but we're glad for you to be here today. It is a great day. The Lord has given it to us, and we ought to be glad and rejoice in it. The title of our message today is Graduation. Have you assessed your matriculation from God's school? This is a message for all of us today, and it does revolve around education. and what God has given to us. So with that in mind, let's go to prayer and then we'll begin. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace and mercy today as the local church. We thank you for this institution. It's an institution that is grounded on you as the rock, the solid rock, the cornerstone of the church, and the lively stones that are built upon that into a spiritual home, Lord, whereby we can bring honor, praise, and a witness to you. Lord, it's also a place of education, and it's a place for preaching of the word, teaching of the word, and a place of learning. Lord, forgive us for the condition of the church today. Forgive us, Lord, for the condition of our nation and our world and our educational systems. Lord, much of it is in disarray and a shambles. But I pray today, Lord, that we'll do some assessment as we think about our own walk with you and how we have squandered or used and taken advantage of the blessings that you've given us to learn. Now, Father, again, I just pray today for all that are here, but also those that are not here today. We know in our own number we have others, Lord, that are struggling today in their lives with different things that are part of the human experience. There may be sorrow, depression, Lord, physical ailments, Lord, all types of things that affect the hearts of men. I pray, Lord, today that you would speak to their hearts, and Lord, that this would be a day that you would raise them up to full health. And then I pray for those of us that are here with our infirmities, Lord, that you would supersede over those situations today, but grow us and change us, Lord, today at the gathering and the teaching of the word. And Lord, lastly, I pray for our community and for our vacation Bible school within 2 short weeks here. And Lord, I pray that there would be people motivated today to pick up some flyers, to go and talk to their neighbors, to knock on a door, Lord, to post something somewhere that we might be able to introduce and plant seeds in young people's hearts about your love for them, Lord, and your salvation. So I do pray to that end, Lord. And I do pray for the graduating class of 2022, whether they be high schoolers or, Lord, that have graduated from post-secondary education with different degrees. But, Lord, that the things that they have acquired and accumulated might be used for your honor and glory. And, Lord, that they would not waste the value of what they have been given. And, Lord, that they would recognize today not to squander any further the grace that you have given to us. So, Lord, may this message be honoring to you. As always, Lord, I'm the weak link in this chain, but it's a privilege to get up here and speak for you. But it's your help, Lord, that makes it happen through the Spirit. And I need that help today. And I ask these things now that this would be a day that is reserved to you, Lord, for blessing and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, friends and fellow classmates of God's educational program, did you hear that? Yes, I hope that we're all engaged in his educational program because that is his will for us and it is displayed wondrously through Scripture. Today we will look at several portions of Scripture which will speak for themselves. I think you'll find that that's very evident. But I believe, as I said, that education is a foundational thing and the foundation is built on the education of the knowledge and the goodness of Jesus Christ. But it's that time of the year again, and it feels like that. I know for some that have been through the L&M school, and that's already been done for a week, so they're already well on their way to that new phase in life. But for the Wilton, and I is Muscatine next week?
Today.
It is today as well. Anyway, so that the high school graduations are taking place here thick and furious in the days that we're living in. But the time of the year that learning institutions convey degrees of accomplishment in their programs of education. So, you know, the degree thing, it's a big thing, but basically what that just says is you have participated, I'll use that term, and you have achieved a certain standard that says we're going to give you this piece of paper. Now you can be proud of yourself and have a good day and it's been good to know you. And that's okay, you know, papers on the wall and all that, that's all fine, but if we don't use it for God's glory, that's all it is, a piece of paper on the wall. But those papers that come from academia really don't mean a lot, folks. What means a lot is what we do with God's schooling. That's what we're going to be quizzed on in our lives before the judge, Jesus Christ. And that's what's important. But as I mentioned, as far as I know, we don't have any active attenders today that have graduated this year from high school or post-secondary education. But as my title for this morning indicates, God has an educational program of his own for people. And I just wonder this morning if you are matriculating. Some of you are probably saying, what in the world is he talking about? Well, you pay me to use big words. We came here to learn. Matriculating means this, and you would find this in higher education. It just means you're enrolled in an endeavor of learning. So I'm asking you today, are you endeavored in learning? And in particular, in God's school. So are you matriculating? There's your big word of the day for you today. It means to be enrolled in a program of learning in the Lord's school. Not to mention your assessment of how you are doing in this program. So what I'm asking us to do this morning as I go through these scriptures and the things that the Lord has led me to say is to make an assessment of yourself, and I will be assessing myself, and I do on a regular basis, how I'm doing in school. Now, some of you know and have heard this from me before, but whenever I went to my schooling, including college, I think this could apply to me all the way through. They used to tell my mom and so forth at parent-teachers conference, John's doing okay, but he could do... And I think that's the case all the way through, and I think it would apply to all of us. How really are we doing? How are we handling the blessings of God through what he's given us to learn from him? A self-assessment is very important. But I'll say this, likely for many, failing or needs improvement might be the honest answer, which hopefully will motivate us to get to work and to improve. You know, America and much of the world in general hate God's schooling. You ever think about that? They hate God's school. Just like a lot of people hate going to school as well. I'll talk about that more as I go along here. And many even hold in low esteem education in general. Because, folks, this is the reason. It takes effort to gain knowledge that yields wisdom. It's work to learn. It takes effort. And people today are lazier than they've ever been. Although they do still like to acquire a lot of education today about sin and wickedness and right on down the line, our devices, our thoughts are always acquiring that stuff. But most people reject the education that comes from God. You're free to say amen if you agree on this, or to chastise me or challenge me if you think I'm wrong about it. But that, I believe, is a pretty fair assessment of where we're at today. You know, I've always said I should just go to stump speaking, but I better stay to my notes here so we get done on time. But it takes effort to gain that knowledge, which yields wisdom. In days gone by, education that was positive was highly valued because it led to better ways. You know, the immigrants that came to this country years ago came out of the European system. They came out of the ages when it was dark, when people didn't have books. They didn't even have a Bible till Gutenberg got a printing press going back in the 1400s. And most of them couldn't read. They knew very little. I'll tell you what, they prized having a Bible. I wouldn't be surprised there's people here that haven't picked a Bible up in a long time. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. But you know what? When the people began to understand that God's word is what lights the pathway, is what illuminates things and gives you hope for the future, they were anxious to do that. That's why they had school in one-room country schools in America that graduated people at eighth grade that were a lot more literate than people with PhDs in 2022. Because they valued what they didn't have before. See, America's had it all, and now we don't care. You say, how do you know this stuff, John? I know. I'm in these schools. And I'll tell you, folks, it's a joke. And we ought to be ashamed. I could really get riled up. It doesn't have to be, but it is, because no one cares. Because we've had it all. We're losing it. Maybe some in this room will live long enough to see when you wish that you'd have had these things back. Who was it, Joni Mitchell, that sang that? You don't know what it's you've got till it's gone. Well, you think about that a little bit today. But it used to be very highly prized because it was the path to better ways. That's the case with the knowledge of the Word of God. Knowledge of God. It'll set you to better ways. When better times came, education was and is rebelled against because it is not highly valued. But that may change, as I said, in the future when people realize they have made bad choices because they haven't learned. And these choices are very, very costly. So far, our socialist government has band-aided a lot of that together to keep people going. But let me tell you something, folks. When that goes away, and it will, it has in every culture that's chosen that path, it's going to be rough. And you better know Jesus Christ and His ways, because that's what's important. Sorry, I get a little riled up. Just think about it a minute. For example, this morning, now I have to step on toes sometimes. Why did you miss Sunday school this morning? I see a lot more people here right now than I did for Sunday school. I'm not asking you to tell me. I'm asking us to assess ourselves. People say, well, why do you meet three times a week at Fruitland Baptist Church? Why did these old fuddy-duddy churches, you know why they met several times a week? Because they had a thirst for knowledge and education. And now, you know, you're facing a time, I wouldn't be surprised Fruitland will be down to a one service a week church someday. Unless people see value in what's here. And if it's me, you better get rid of me and find a way to get someone in here that can deliver you some value and come. Because what's provided here is education. And I believe it's critical education. But anyway, what about that? I'll let you respond on that to yourself and the Lord. But what is the attitude if you don't value it? And what it says to me is, education is not important. I don't want it. And that's what I see in the schools and in life. I don't want to do this. Proverbs 1:7 and many more like it in the scriptures say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. By the way, how many of you agree with my statement about my high school graduation? The day that I thought I was the wisest, I was the most ignorant. I can't hardly go to graduations anymore and listen to the seniors tell me all the things they know. You know, I challenged some of them years down the road. You told me all that, but what happened? Well, yeah. We haven't arrived when we graduate from senior high school. We haven't arrived till we graduate to heaven. We're here to learn. God's here to show us and teach us, and it's all there if we'll do it. Kim, you might have to get me some pills. I'm getting riled up today. So. Yeah, I need to be like the televangelist, get a big old white handkerchief. I haven't learned that yet. I'm just a dumb old country preacher, basically. But I'm here to tell the truth, and that's the truth. Here it is, Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. By the way, people don't fear God today. But fools, hear that? Fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you despise it today, you're a fool. If I despise it today, I'm a fool. That's what God's word says. No matter what the culture or anyone else teaches you today, you're a fool. I'm a fool if we reject God's education system. And here's the translation I give of that verse for our current culture or those that are rebelling. I'm so smart, I don't fear God and need His instruction. But in the end, you know what? You're showing your ignorance. And you're not smart enough to even know it. You need some education. That's where things are at in our current day. But you know what? They don't have to be. Isn't it neat that God always gives us choices? By the way, you don't want to go to school, you don't want to learn about God, you don't want to learn about anything, God's going to let you. He'll let you be a fool. He'll let you condemn yourself. Doug, you had a hand. I went past it. Go ahead, real quick. No, I thought it was up. Okay, no problem. That's right. By the way, the ultimate fool, Proverbs, I believe it's 14:1, says, the fool has said it in his heart, there is no God. So that's where we're at in our current day, but they don't have to be. Here's the first point. By the way, today, I didn't have a handout or anything up on the screen for you. There's a place on your bulletins. There's a thing called a writing utensil. That's how you learn. I go to school and try to teach these. Kim is telling me to be careful. People want it all fed to them. I'll tell you, Kay, you'll remember Dr. Hartog up at Faith. He told us right off the bat, Faith was a tough school when I went there. It makes a tough person out of you, too. But I'll tell you what, he said, you know what, I don't repeat anything in class. You got one opportunity to hear it. You better have your writing utensils out and you better use them. If you have a problem, I'll help you maybe after class. You are here to listen and to learn. I'm here to teach. And that's how we went. Now, nothing's forced here at Fruitland unless the Spirit gets a hold of your hand to write. All right, let's hit the... Here we are, printing out of time. 2 Timothy 2:15. You can turn there or we can quote it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. A lot of people ought to be ashamed. I ought to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing. What that means is having a clear cut on how the word fits together and what it's about. Meaning you know something about the word. I'm going to get to this later, but let me tell you something today. I'm not the teacher here at Fruitland. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. I just introduce the topics. He will give you what you need to hear today out of this message, or you'll reject it to him if you let it go. But he wants you to learn. God wants you to learn. Study. Work. Psalm 119, 97 through 105. We're going to have to go real quick, and we may have to slice and dice here a little bit. But I'll give you all the references. You can write them down. Psalm 119 is all about what? It's a Hebrew alphabet, and it's all about the Word of God. You can go through and look if you don't believe me. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 97 through 105. Here's what the psalmist wrote. He says, oh, how I love thy law, or thy word, or knowing about God. I love it. It is my meditation every once in a while. What's it say? All day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me... Bible doesn't have anything for me in it. It's just another book. Wiser than who? Mine enemies. For they are ever with me. Don't you ever fail to doubt that Satan is your enemy and his minions, and they are going to want you to be separated from learning about God. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Let's see, how far was I going to go here? Through 105. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. For most people, you hate it when the Bible's opened. Oh, that boring stuff again. Not when you're under the control of the Spirit and you're in God's school, when you're matriculating. By the way, God wants you to sign up for his program today. And it doesn't even cost you any money. What a joke this education system we have. About $7,500 a student is spent in public schools on education. College, people have hundreds of thousands of dollars in college debt. They can't even pay it back. And basically what they've gotten in these institutions is nothing. And in a lot of cases, it's because they chose to not take it. They wanted the paper. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false ways. This is what will tell you how things work. The education of God. And thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Also 15 and 16, I can't help myself. We're going to go backwards here. Psalm 119, 15 and 16. Here the psalmist says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Goes back to Proverbs 1:7 that we just read. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I wonder sometimes, and I'm not coming down hard on anyone here in particular, but I wonder if I ask right now, what was the message on last week? How many would even remember? We got took. That's what it was. By the way, we're so blessed all these well, it's not because of me, but the messages are all archived. You can go listen to them any day on the website. Anyway, enough there. Acts 19, 8 through 10. We got to roll. I can't miss my cake today. Acts 19, 8 through 10. The Apostle Paul. Paul goes to Ephesus. He gets in trouble for preaching the word of God. I'll read it quickly. He went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened, or the different people got mad, they got fed up with listening to Paul and believed not, but spoke evil of that way. The way, or that way, is the church, the Christians. Before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples. You'll notice also here, he's not talking about the disciples that Jesus called. He's talking about 12 disciples that had come to Christ. And he disputed in the school of one Tyrannus. Paul took him to school. What that was there in Ephesus, it was some kind of a place like a college where they could go and have like a classroom setting. And it was outdoors. They found the ruins of this, the school of Tyrannus. But Paul did what? He took him to school. And this continued by the space of 2 years. By the way, Paul spent how many years in school? And he was well educated, but after he was saved and born again on the road to Damascus, 3 years he went to the desert for training. Who do you think was his teacher? The Lord. So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. They went to school to learn. You don't have to go to academia to preach the word of God, but you've got to be in his school. You've got to know his word and you've got to know about it. And it doesn't hurt to go to academia, but folks, we need to be in school. Hebrews 6:1a. Hebrews 6:1a. I've said this before, that God does not work in reverse. Oh, he may direct us to look back to learn going forward, but God moves forward. Don't ever forget that today. He's moving ahead. Where are you and I? And here's what he says. Therefore, he says, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. What he's talking there, he's not saying to leave the doctrine of Christ, but he's saying leave the principles. Salvation is always a core doctrine, but there's a lot more to be learned in Scripture. And that's what Paul's telling us here. He's saying, or the writer of Hebrews, I think this section was Paul's, But we can dispute that another time. But he was saying that the Christian walk is a walk of growth. How many of us can say we're growing in Christ today? We're attending his school, we're matriculating and growing, that we're past the milk stage and we're into the tough meat. I wonder. Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. Again, I'm just letting the Word of God speak today. Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be wisdom in the Lord has a correlation with longevity of life. By the way, just the opposite is true. If you're involved with evil today, you're walking away from God, you can almost plan your years are going to be cut short. Because you're not wise. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, it says in the King James. That means restricted. Education broadens your scope. Apart from the knowledge of God and the education in His school, you will be restricted as far as what you will ever accomplish for God. And beyond that, more things. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Thus saith the word of God. Psalm 25, 4, 8 through 9. We're moving here. Psalm 25. Psalm 25, 4, 8 and 9. The psalmist says, and this is David. By the way, do you think David was in the school? By the way, I've gotten more degrees from the school of hard knocks in my life than academia. And God will let you go through that school too. Show me thy ways, O Lord. And here it is. Teach me thy paths. David's crying out. Show me what to do, Lord. See, today the problem is we're trying to tell the Lord what to do. 8 and 9. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way or the right way. The meek he will guide in judgment, and the meek he will teach his way. If you're not so sure of yourself and full of yourself, and you're ready to be filled by the Spirit of God will teach you his ways, and they'll be the right ways. Psalm 86, 11, Doug already read for you. One more. Proverbs 9, 9 through 12. Proverbs 9, 9 through 12. By the way, we could go on and on today out of the scriptures. You and I both can do that. If we'll go to school. Proverbs 9, 9 through 12. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. This is similar to Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. You know what a scorner is? A scorner is just what I've described this morning. They're the people that are mocking God's school. They're mocking even school that teaches principles that are godly or that are good. Mathematics, all these things come from God. But a scorner says, it isn't important to me. I'm going to fight those teachers. I'm going to fight the church. I'm going to fight Pastor John all the way because I don't want to listen to what he says. So I'm not showing up. And I hope they close the doors on the churches because I want nothing to do with it. I got news for you. Church doors may close, but God's not going out of business. And you better learn sooner than later. His ways are the ways that are going to prevail. It's just because of His grace that this monkey business that's going on continues to go on. You'll bear it yourself if you don't listen to the Word and are not taught in God's school. And there's a lot more. Point two, we're going to be done here quick. The Holy Spirit is the Christian's teacher through the Word. John 14, 26. I know you'd take my word for this, but I'm going to prove it to you. That way I've showed you. Because I'm from Missouri. Well, I'm not. But they say what, Judy? Show me. John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost... The Comforter is the Parakletos in the Greek, the one who comes alongside. He's indwelling those of us here today that are believers. Whether we believe it or not, many times we've quenched Him, but He's there and He'll light things on fire for you. You'll learn things when the Spirit teaches and you start to listen. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. By the way, I struggle with my memory more as I age, but thankfully the Holy Spirit hasn't given up on me yet. Eventually it comes back, right, Larry? Yeah. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. The cake icing is beginning to melt. 1 John 2:27. Written by the same writer. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. The Spirit's the teacher. God's teacher. Now here's the last point, and I'm not going to go there, but you can look at Daniel chapter 1. And you may not know this story, but when the southern kingdom of Judah went into captivity, four young men were picked out of that bunch of kids and people, and they were called by God. But also they were called and tried to be brainwashed by the Babylonians. But you know what? If you'll read Daniel 1:4 and 17 through 21, they'll tell you this, essentially, that the cream rises to the top. And I don't care what it is, what era you're in, this era that we're in today is a joke, but the cream still rises to the top. If you will submit to the leadership of God and be taught in His school, you will rise to a position of great use by God. You will be preserved by God. And Daniel and his boys there, his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that's their new names. I think I can remember the Hebrew names, but Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael. Let me tell you something, folks. They went into enemy territory, and they were like this mobster out in New Jersey, Teflon Don. Nothing could touch them years ago. Because God had put them through school, and they were prepared, and they stood up and told the Babylonians, hey man, we're not listening to what you tell us, we're listening to the God of the Bible. And God saw them through, and He'll do the same for us today. The example of Daniel, and there's many other examples. Here's the conclusion. I think the icing may be running down the cake. In conclusion, I trust you have learned some valuable bits of knowledge and gained wisdom today from God. Yes, the church, as it gathers, is also a part of God's schooling and is hands-on as well. Church isn't just to come and hear and sit. The church is to get involved with people for the Lord. It's a haven, though, where we can help each other in our frailties. And I need your help. You need my help. We need each other. And this is where we do God's work. It's the core of it and how we're equipped. And that's my responsibility. Equip the saints for the work of the ministry. I talked to a grandparent this week who was on an on-again, off-again basis for the plans for the graduation of his grandson that involved quite a bit of travel. In other words, the young man didn't even know if he was going to make it through high school. I think this today, you only have to show up about half the time and you'll make it through high school. But anyway, that's the status of where people are at today. Later on, it was decided he would walk with the class. Let me ask us today, can we say our work is complete in God's school, or are you get an incomplete when you do your assessment today? I'm telling you already where mine's at. Tell me. Incomplete. Can we say we care and value his education? Well, that's for you to say and for me to say. Are we dropouts? There's a lot of people that are. Are we truant from class? Are we rebelling and defiant? Maybe recognizing the benefits and blessing of our education and thankfulness to be ready to learn and more would be refreshing to many people. God holds summer school, you know. Yeah. Will you get caught up? Do you need a tutor? Well, I already told you the Holy Spirit's there. He'll help you today. He works on Sunday. God's resource office is also open today. You know, that's where you go if there's a problem. You go to the resource office. God's office is open. Are you going to walk out the doors today? Well, I'm not going to do that again. No, I don't. I'm done with school. Okay, God will let you. But if you want to get serious, he'll help you. But let me just say this in closing. Graduation day is coming. And you figure that one out. Amen. Let's take our hymnals. 302. As always, it's a day of response. As always, the front of this church is open. You want to get serious about God? Get serious with him publicly. I'm up here every week. You get tired of hearing me say this. I'm here because I need to be. I'll be here with you to pray with you too if someone comes today. Let me just say this. One of the biggest ignorant mistakes you could ever make is to go through life apart from Jesus Christ and never to call him as your Savior. You're in deep trouble if you're in that position this morning, whether you know it or not. Listen to what the Word says. Jesus is open today, even on Sunday. And he wants to hear from you. 302, can you say this morning? Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but his love abideth ever through eternal years the same. Oh, the heights and depths of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love, oh, the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless life above. Can you say that today in your life? Is Jesus the priority or is it the other stuff? It's time to get wised up. Have a great afternoon. Doug Chatfield, would you dismiss us, please, in prayer?